T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you for being here today. And today I would like to announce the return of a 114-count superseding indictment, which charges Robert Morgan, the CEO of Morgan Management, of Pittsford, New York; Frank Giacobbe, who owned and operated Aurora Capital Advisors, a mortgage brokerage firm located here in Buffalo, New York; Todd Morgan, the son of Robert Morgan and project manager for Morgan Management, as well as Michael Trametti, director of finance for Morgan Management. Those four individuals are charged in this indictment variously with what amounts to really two different fraud schemes, one involving mortgage fraud and the second involving insurance fraud. All four of these individuals have been variously charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud, which relates to their mortgage fraud scheme, 81 substantive counts of wire fraud, which again relate to that mortgage fraud scheme, 15 substantive counts of bank fraud relating to that mortgage fraud scheme, and one count of money laundering conspiracy. In addition, Robert and Todd Morgan alone are charged with the remaining counts, which involve one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud related to an insurance fraud scheme, and 15 substantive counts of wire fraud related to that insurance fraud scheme. So to begin with, two schemes, mortgage fraud, insurance fraud. Mortgage fraud scheme alleges that between about 2007 and June of 2017, the defendants conspired with other individuals, including Kevin Morgan, Patrick Ogiani, Scott Cresswell, and others, fraudulently to obtain money, funds, credits, assets, and securities, and other property from various financial institutions and government-sponsored entities, which included Freddie Mac, the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, and Fannie Mae, the Federal National Mortgage Association. The defendants provided false information to these financial institutions and government-sponsored entities, overstating the incomes of properties owned by Morgan Management or certain principals of Morgan Management. They also, the false information that they provided induced these financial institutions to do one of two things: either issue loans that they would not have otherwise issued in the first place, or secondly, to authorize loan amounts for amounts greater than the financial institutions would have otherwise authorized had they been provided with truthful information. The value of the loans that were involved in the mortgage fraud scheme, which were obtained with false or fraudulent documentation or information, exceed $500 million. That's $500 million. Those properties include some of the 20 properties mentioned in the indictment, along with some others. The total loss sustained by the financial institutions and the government-sponsored entities as a result of the mortgage fraud scheme at this point is believed to be over $25 million. That's the mortgage fraud and bank fraud scheme. The insurance fraud scheme was as follows. The indictment alleges that this separate insurance fraud scheme involved Robert and Todd Morgan. And they're alleged to have committed insurance fraud by submitting to insurance companies false and inflated contracts for property repairs, as well as inflated invoices to insurance companies for repairs that they purportedly paid for. The loss amounts alleged in that insurance fraud scheme set forth in this indictment at this time is believed to be about $3 million. And as I mentioned, the indictment identifies 20 different commercial multifamily properties that were either involved or affiliated, affected by this mortgage fraud and insurance fraud scheme. Those include 8 properties here in Western New York. They're listed, include the Creek Hill Apartments in Rochester, Hickory Hollow in Rochester, the Knollwood Manor Apartments in Rochester, the Pembroke Meadows Apartments in Rochester, the Links at Center Point in Canandaigua, and the Avon Commons Apartments in Avon, New York, along with Union Square Apartments, also in Rochester, and the Villas of Victor, also in Rochester. There are 3 properties in the Northern District of New York, two in Syracuse, one in Watertown, five different properties in Pennsylvania, four in the Pittsburgh area, and one down in York, Pennsylvania, along with four other properties located in different cities across the United States, including 7100 South Shore Drive Apartments located in Chicago, the Morgan Bay Apartments in Houston, Texas, the Overlook at Golden Hills in Lexington, South Carolina, as well as the Trails of North Hills Apartments located in Raleigh, North Carolina. These charges reflect this office's commitment to ensuring that those who do business with the mortgage, banking, and insurance industries act with honesty and integrity. The scope of the dishonesty and deceit alleged here, both in geographic sense, as well as in a dollar amount of the mortgages and properties involved, is very expansive. This type of fraud strikes at the very heart of those banking, insurance, and mortgage industries. I'd like to commend the FBI and the Federal Housing Finance Agency Office of Inspector General for the significant resources they devoted to this investigation in order to uncover the full scope of the illegal conduct alleged in this superseding indictment. With me, as I mentioned earlier, I have with me the SAC of the Buffalo Division of the FBI, Gary Loafert, as well as the SAC of the Northeast Region of the Federal Housing Finance Agency Office of Inspector General, Robert Manchek. And I'd turn it over to Special Agent Loafert at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Good afternoon. As U.S. Attorney Kennedy said, tomorrow will mark exactly 1 year since we announced the first four indictments in this multi-year investigation. At that time, we told you our investigation would continue, and it did. The breadth of the alleged fraud uncovered has grown wider and greater. With today's announcements, the number of people charged in this case has reached seven. Last May, I stood here alongside our partners and said we believed our work would have significant impact. I said we hoped the facts revealed in the indictments would help educate and protect tens of thousands of investors who own mortgage-backed securities. Since that day, this case has garnered the attention of people working in our business and financial communities across Buffalo and Rochester, throughout New York State and beyond. This case reveals how those committing fraud for profit, as alleged in the indictments, misuse the mortgage lending process to steal money. Today's charges allege Robert Morgan and the men he surrounded himself with in business worked hard with the desire to creatively subvert the integrity of the financial industry. And in response, together we worked just as hard and creatively to put a stop to it. We will continue to join forces with the United States Attorney's Office and the Federal Housing Finance Agency, Office of Inspector General, to pursue our work and to accomplish our mission. Thank you. Mr. Kennedy?
I would be remiss also, too, if I didn't mention the two other gentlemen up here with me, Assistant United States Attorney John Fabian to my right, and to my left, Assistant United States Attorney Doug Penrose, both of whom have worked on this case since its inception, and they're the ones that are actually overseeing the investigation and will proceed with the trial in this matter. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Special Agent in Charge Manchek.
Good afternoon. On behalf of Laura Wertheimer, the Inspector General for the Federal Housing Finance Agency, I would like to thank United States Attorney James C. Kennedy, Special Agent in Charge Gary Loafert, and the Assistant United States Attorneys and other law enforcement officials who spent countless hours working on this very important case. Today, with our law enforcement partners, we have disrupted an ongoing fraud scheme in the financing of multifamily loans, a significant segment of Fannie Mae's and Freddie Mac's business portfolio. As these charges demonstrate, the Office of Inspector General is committed to holding accountable those who seek to victimize the entities regulated by FHFA. I look forward to our continued partnership to accomplish that mission. Thank you.
Open it up to any questions.
JP, is the investigation continuing?
Yes, I mean, we will continue with our investigation. As I said, I mean, throughout this, we're gonna try and uncover every aspect of this fraud. I mean, there's I think it's fair to say that there's additional holdings and additional properties that we continue to look into, but the investigation is ongoing. Yes,
two
Gary.
Kind of dollar-related questions. Sure. One, you mentioned the $25 million loss approximately with the mortgage fraud. I was curious how you come to that number. And two, I think if I'm right, $276 million forfeiture.
Yes. Yeah.
What is that based on?
John, want to explain that, John? John Fabian?
The loss figure in mortgage fraud cases like this is calculated by taking the current amount of a loan on a, owed on a loan on a property and subtracting the market value of the property. So we have a number of properties that in the aggregate have $25 million in loss currently, or that we estimate to exceed $25 million between what is owed on the property and the market value of the property. As far as the amount in the forfeiture allegation of the indictment, though, that is comprised of the loan amounts for the properties identified in the count one, section 1349 conspiracy, and the substantive bank fraud charges.
And that explains the discrepancy with the $500 million, because not all the properties are in those counts.
That's correct. As the U.S. attorney stated, the $500 million figure includes properties that would be considered relevant conduct that are part of the fraud conspiracy, but are not named in this indictment.
Any other questions? Go ahead.
What was Robert Morgan's role, and how much was orchestrated from the top?
Well, as alleged in the indictment, he was the CEO of Morgan Management. He oversaw the operations. There's been other pleas in this case that indicate some of what his role was, but beyond that, we're sort of confined to the allegations contained in the indictment, and that will be more fully explored when this case goes to trial.
The insurance team, how did it work in the connection with the March fraud?
Well, I think that was an incident at which there were losses sustained, and there was, as alleged in the indictment, there were basically inflated invoices submitted to the insurance companies for reimbursement, as well as, you know, overestimating the loss amounts for claims submitted as well.
You somewhat touched on this, but there are other properties that I know that he owns in Cleveland, Ohio, for example. Are those being investigated, or other properties that he has still being looked at?
We're going to look at all of the holdings of Morgan Management. Again, we're not going to get into, possible, at this point, there is no allegations involving the Gates Project.
Can you say the timeline of the alleged bank fraud, when this started?
Goes back to, I believe, 2007 is set forth in the indictment. I'll defer to Fabian.
That's correct. The count one of the indictment charges conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud from 2007 through June of 2017, and the substantive bank fraud counts alleged in the indictment also fall within that time frame. There may be additional counts just beyond that.
And the time frame for the insurance fraud?
The time frame from the insurance fraud, as set forth in the indictment, if you look at the counts in the indictment, are largely in the early to mid 2017 time frame, extending through 2018.
Thanks.
Here. I know there's been the ongoing sort of record seized with, well, I guess probably a Grand Atlas ultimately, so I guess to ask a Grand Atlas question or something. I'll try. Grand Atlas, the successor to Morgan Management, is that believed in your part to be a truly separate company, or is that largely Morgan Management recreated with the same people?
granted, it is mentioned in the indictment, and again, I'm just going to limit our at this point our comments to what's contained in the indictment.
Robert Morgan owns about 3,000 apartments here in Buffalo. What are happening to those apartments, and what's going to happen to the tenants if they feel an effect of this?
Well, at this point, nothing's happening to the apartments. You know, I encourage the tenants to continue to monitor the situation, but as far as day-to-day operations, I don't believe that there will be any impact at this point, and that there's, I mean, really nothing for them to worry about at this point.
Well, on that front, though, is there any concern with the parent transaction, the movement of from the management company of the control of many of the apartments to Harbor International out of Virginia? Is there any concern with that at all?
Well, there's concern with all the transactions involved here. So, I mean, I, you know, to characterize it beyond that, I really don't, we really can't get into that. That's not part of this indictment. Go ahead.
Is there any indication the alleged schemes included his public?
I think that for purpose of answering that question, again, we're limited to the conduct charged in the indictment. The investigation, as the U.S. attorney indicated, is expansive and ongoing. But at this juncture, we would limit our comments to what is alleged in the indictment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.